Hello, my name is Nick.
I'm Mia.
And welcome back to Next Door Neighbor. Woo, on a better time slot though.
True.
Yeah, so this is Next Door Neighbor, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We've got a large variety of music for you today, some of our favorites.
Some of the faves.
Some of the faves. Anyways, this next one is Pretending That You're Dead by Sam Fender. We hope that you enjoy.
I was sitting by the water when the sun would stay out longer than I skipped a rock. Oh, if it is a stupid question, leave it to me to be asking. Take me for a swim. My mama Mako, 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 she's a shark. My mama Mako, 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 make your mark. Mako, Mako,
All right, hello, we're back.
What song was that?
That song was Pretending That You're Dead by Sam Fender. Oh, no, that was Mako by Axe and the Hatchet Man.
Okay, there we go. I feel like usually on this show we just play songs we like and then talk about nothing.
Or
talk about everything.
We talk about everything. It was also Delirium at 6 a.m. last time.
True. Very yeah. true. I feel like maybe now that we have a regular time slot, we have to, like, get our act together.
I know. We can talk about real things now.
Like what?
Like what?
Well, I'm sad today because it's raining.
It is raining. I know. But the next few days, it's supposed to be nicer. I was really expecting. I was going to, like, get all dressed up today. It was going to be, like, a very put together. And then it was raining. So.
Yeah, that's.
Guess not.
Stinky. Agreed. But also. No. I was going to say it's, like, nice and, like, a vibe. But no, I don't like it. And also, our music is not really fitting with the rain vibe. It's fitting with, like, a Monday morning, like, beginning of fall, pump up the semester.
We're manifesting it non being a raining day.
True.
Mm-hmm.
We can live like it's not raining. Like, I'll refuse to put my umbrella up and just, like, pretend that it's not.
Well, I'm going to wear my rain jacket, but I do support
Wait,
that for you.
This is a good debate. Hold on. Because a lot, like, some people are very anti-rain jackets and some people are very anti-umbrellas.
I mean, I'm not necessarily anti either. I just don't own an umbrella. Would use it if I owned one.
Okay.
The rain jacket is great because I don't have to worry about holding anything. So I can just, like, exist and also be dry.
Okay, but does it cover your backpack?
No, that's a problem. I want to get one of those, like, elastic things that hikers put over their bags. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. The other day, Nick left. Oh, BT Dubs. We are still next door neighbors because we live in the same suite. I'll just put that out there.
Yeah, so it still completely works.
But what I was going to say is that the other day she left the suite with a rain jacket and a trash bag over her backpack.
Okay, let me defend myself on this one for a second. I wanted to go on a little walk. I was just like, oh, like, it might not be nice outside, but walking is good for your soul, good for your health. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go on a walk no matter if it's raining. But the place I decided to go was to FedEx to pick up our posters that we got to decorate our living room. And I didn't want them to get wet on my walk back, so I took a trash bag. I, like, poked two holes in it from my backpack's arms. I don't know. Straps. The arms of my backpack. And I walked there. And I thought that was super creative, actually.
It was. I'm not doubting it. It's just silly. I think I personally use umbrellas because I think people with rain jackets look silly.
Okay.
But also, it doesn't, like, my umbrella doesn't really work. So really, it's a lose-lose situation.
Why doesn't your umbrella work?
I don't know. It's, like, too small. My backpack gets all wet and, like, the front of my feet. It's Unforge. Okay, we're going to play
okay,
song,
next song.
I'm rambling
is
now.
Next song is Vicky by Peach Pit. Pretty much every show, there will be some Peach Pit feature because we like them so much and they have so many good options. So yes, this is Vicky.
If you lived right down the street, would I ever have to buy more weed when I'm low? That's a no. You walk over, probably bitching that it's so follow its minutes and there's no guys. There's none around for ya. If you live right down the street, would I ever get my beauty sleep while you're crying? Probably no. If you lift a couple over, you'd be by the screamies, all the things that I like. And none of his on me, Vicky. It don't need to be alright now. Your setting sun won't fall right where you think, don't think. Yeah, Vicky, you always keep me round, but I think, God, you don't live next door to me.
If you lived right down the street, you'd be hanging round me like a creep. That's why I like you though. If you lived up from the corner, would I have to have you over any time? I was sort of just like you, Vicky. It don't need to be alright now. Your setting sun won't fall right where you think, don't think. Yeah, Vicky, you always keep me round, but I thank God you don't live next door to me. Oh, Vicky, it don't need to be alright. Your setting sun won't fall right where you think. Yeah, Vicky, you always keep me around, but I thank God you don't live next door.
Between the gaps of
Hope you liked those few songs there. We're back. Hello.
I'm really impressed at Nick's ability to remember how to do all this. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna cough again. She's doing great.
Thank you. I was convinced that I still remembered how to do it. We're gonna hopefully train people in the coming up weeks so you guys will hear some people that aren't us on the radio.
If you're interested in doing what we do, we can show you how.
I can show you how.
Okay. Yeah, because last week I was like, oh, shoot, our first show is this week, and I don't remember how to do it. So Nick was like, yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
And she does got me.
No one ever call our show, though. Please, we beg. Don't ever call.
No, I think the phone lines are down, actually. I think that's what they said.
Okay, that works even better then. Then it's not on us.
Exactly.
Yeah. They've added some new decor to the little radio room here. Some things that we're not going to necessarily read out loud, but there's a lot of fun
drawings.
Things.
True, true.
Yeah. We're going to have to add some new decoration this year.
I think so.
Also, are we going to keep our show name next year when we might not be Next Door Neighbors again?
I think so.
Okay, I agree.
Next Door Neighbors in spirit.
Right, I completely agree. All right, so our next song is going to be Pictures by the Backseat Lovers, my favorite band.
Are you playing Back in My Body after that?
Back in My Body.
Okay, then it's my favorite artist slash band, Back in My Body by Maggie Rogers. Okay, just want to say that.
Okay, amazing. Here we go.
It's on the porch. Yes, it was a good one. Do I want more? Guess I'll tell you in 3 months. Finish my chores, hang out in the basement. You finish yours, hang out in the back of your car. Looking good, reading scriptures like a shed. Gonna move out to the coast. Wanna figure out what I like most. One more year and we'll all be out of here. You and me, who needs a Trojan horse? Your pictures, take another shot of liquor. I want records, you want babies, I want a table for two. I'll take a cold one. Forgot to mow the lawn. I guess I'll do it in the dark. Late for work. Spilled some ketchup on my shirt. There's a ticket on my car, and the lady just declined my card. We'll be right back.
back of your car, end of the street, your CDs, all of the songs I tried to sing. Wonder where you are sometimes. So tell me how you've been. Are you still struggling? That's my watch you go, move to the coast, all of your friends I didn't know. I got a job, I stayed home. You barely said a word at all. So tell
back, and Mia has a quick PSA for you.
I was trying to figure out the little saying that they say when
we
decided it was we interrupt.
I think we halt, maybe.
No way.
Yes, it is.
We maybe interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this PSA.
For this
this
informational message.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not that like urgent of a message, but it's important, okay?
It is
so
important.
Listen up. So, if you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Okay. Sound effects from Nick. Wait, I was gonna say Leon.
Yeah.
I was gonna be like, Leon.
Okay, fancy, all right.
Anyway, continuing. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed.
Can we expand their list?
No.
Okay.
But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. This was a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
That was stunning, Mia. Like, I'm brought to tears right now. We're going to have to start our own garden.
Yeah, true. We have a Tufts community garden. Did you
know that? I saw. It's like behind Harlesden, right?
It's really cute. I always get nervous. Well, not always. The other time I had to list names of foods on this show.
Apricot? Oh my gosh. She was listing fruit and she called it an apricot. And I think we made fun of her for like 15 minutes at 6 in the morning.
That's what I say. I say apricot. Is it what? Apricot?
It's okay to say things wrong sometimes.
What is it?
Apricot.
No.
Okay.
It's not.
Our next song is Out for a Breather by Dead Sports. We hope you enjoy.
Thank you. I cut you twice. effervescent glow if you show me other dark parts of your mind.
I wanna be with you, I wanna be with you, I wanna be barely hanging on. I wanna be with you, I wanna be with you, I wanna be barely hanging on. I wanna be with you all of the time. I wanna be loved by you every night. I wanna be dancing, dreaming, falling and weeping for you all my life. I wanna be barely hanging on when you make me lose control.
Coming on one last time to say goodbye to you for this week.
Goodbye, don't you?
Goodbye.
I was gonna say most of this show is just Nick putting me onto new music and then me putting Nick onto new music. So I hope that you guys also are getting suggestions from our awesome music taste.
Right. That's entirely what the show is. We were talking about it the other day. That's why half of why I love it. It's so fun. I get introduced to new music all the time.
Exactly.
All right. Do you want to talk about our last song, Nia?
What is it? Christian Leave?
Yeah.
The last song we're going to play and probably fade out to the next show into is Your Life, Your Time by Christian Leave. I don't have anything to say about it. I really like this song. I think this is also a song that I used to play on the way to high school, like way to senior year when I was driving, which is yeah. Cute.
As was Out for a Breather by Dad Sports, yes. Which we already listened to, if you have good memory.
Yep.
And yeah, we're gonna head out and you'll hear a new variety of music next week. This is Next Door Neighbor and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Your Life, Your Time by Christian Leave. We'll be right back.
friend way back before you were my everything. Now I'm stuck in your neck. You wrote my favorite song, now I'm fucked up and carrying on. I do not know.
Good morning, Boston. DJ D here, MFO 91.5. You are in the mix with me for the next 2 hours. And I got a quick shout out to Nick and Mia. My girls were just here. What a show and a half. I'm telling you right now. Next door neighbor. That's right. Every morning right here on MFO at 9 a.m. You know, we're going to start calling Monday Madness Monday because you got Nick and Mia. Then you got Frank, Ultimate Rock Radio, which I'm covering him for. And then you got me, Dance Music Express, which I kick it. And I get you all in the pre-town noontime workout. DJ D, MFO 91.5. Michael Jackson. Rock with you.